My name is Estalia Achandi, and I'm working for Africa Rice as a research assistant in the value chain and in the value chain section at Africa Rice Dar es Salaam, where I've been for the past 3 years. Brief background about me: I'm Ugandan. I did my primary school, my secondary, and my university at Makerere University in Uganda as well. I studied a Bachelor of Arts in Economics in Makerere University, and then a Master of Arts in Economic Policy and Planning. And after my master's program, I joined Africa Rice. It's been a pleasure working for Africa Rice. I've learned a lot. When I came in, I was wondering, what is rice all about? The first time I ever dealt closely to a rice field was when we had a high school tour, which took me to Eastern Uganda, which was at the Doho Rice Scheme. I think someone in Africa Rice must have at least visited Doho before. It's in the eastern part of the country, and there's a lot of rice production. But back in the day, I would not have imagined somehow I would end up in rice at some point in my life. So it's very interesting finding myself in rice again. So when I joined Africa Rice, I started out really wondering, what is this all about? Because my background is not in the hard sciences. So it was a bit difficult trying to find my way. The first conference I attended, and someone was talking about iron toxicity as one of the stresses for rice, and I was thinking, what is iron toxicity? What are these people talking about? But over the years, you begin to understand what this is all about. And it's been a learning experience. So to the point that I've been called one of the young rice scientists, it's a very, I feel like it's a very prestigious position. And it's something that makes me reflect and know that bit by bit, you learn a lot. Everything is a learning experience, and your small contribution is appreciated. About the award, this is a paper that we extracted from the Emergency Rice Database. The Emergency Rice Initiative was sponsored by the Japanese government under the JICA initiative, and it was meant to enhance rice production in Africa, but also increase access to improved seed. But the basic thing that we drew from was the rice database that they intended to build for Africa. So we felt we could pick this data and use it for something productive. The data was collected back in 2009, and what we intended to do was just look at how farmers in Tanzania participate in the market. What are those issues that affect market participation for farmers in Tanzania? And we use the double hurdle model, which essentially looks at two stages in the decision-making process. The first decision is the farmer decides whether they should participate in the market. And then when they decide to participate in the market, the second stage would involve how much do they take to the market. So this is what we were looking at. And some of the factors that were highlighted in affecting their decision to participate in the market included their ability to access the markets, the ability for them to access the shops, and the presence of administrative services in the villages, as well as issues of transport infrastructure, the state of the road networks, the number of vehicles that visited each of these farmers' villages, as well as the things that affected their decision to, the quantity that they took to the market was means of transport that they used to the market. And it was surprising, looking at a huge percentage of farmers, over 60% reporting that they take their produce to the market on foot. So we felt that some of the things that needed to be addressed, which came out so strongly, was address the basic infrastructure, address access to the shops, address access to the markets, address the state of the roads, address the type of transportation mechanisms that they're using to be able to encourage farmers to participate in the market. And this work we did with a number of people. There were people that cleaned the data at the initial stages. Some of them would never be able to even know how much they put in. But then we just want to appreciate them for the work that they did for the emergency rice data set. And then also Dr. Godios gave her guidance all the way. She gave her valuable comments because the model is something that she'd worked on before. So she gave her guidance. And I really, really appreciate that. I've been able to learn to do this also. And it's a stepping stone because getting the award served as a reminder that you can keep learning, you can keep learning. So I look forward to doing a lot more. This is just the beginning, I believe, and I believe there's just so much more to do. I really appreciate Africa Rice for the opportunity that they've given to me, the opportunity to achieve my dreams. I've been able to enroll for my doctoral studies still while at Africa Rice, and they've given me so much support. Still working within the Rice system makes me connect a lot from my studies as well as within the work context that I put in. So I really appreciate that as well. And being a young Rice scientist, I believe, is a very exciting thing. So I encourage everyone else who is working, that whatever they are working on has results, and the results will have ripple effects. So they should just keep working hard, and yeah, we trust that everything is okay for them as well. Wish you all the best.